broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Wednesday, Kyle Brustin Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. Alongside me, Wisconsin backer, proud Bucks fan slash former season ticket holder.
supporter. I love my Bucks.
No, you're still looking at deals and packages out there.
Looking. But you should pull the trigger, bucks.com/tickets. They gave me some chocolate today.
Why?
Bucks chocolate. Because I'm that dude. What you mean, why? The Brewers hooked me up, the Bucks hooked me up. What am I? Well, I'm me,
everyone
Brad.
But the Packers.
Everybody but the team he loves the most. Well, that other voice that you're hearing is Brad Northman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up, proud Badger football alum.
Proud.
Proud of what you accomplished.
Proud of what once was, Benny Brust. You and me, we lived in its glory days.
Oh, man. As somebody who grew up...
Well, the basketball team's doing pretty good.
Yeah, but as somebody who grew up in a state where college sports weren't like it...
Yeah, because y'all college sports suck down there.
I mean,
which is surprising to me.
I think, like, I maybe went to, like, a Northwestern tailgate once, and I was
What a waste of time.
I don't even think you can call it a tailgate.
No, you can't call it tailgate, because the stadium's not tailgateable.
I think it's even a dry county, is the county that Northwestern's in. Not to say you have to have that at a tailgate, but...
Cook County?
No, it's not in Cook County,
I believe.
Yes,
it is.
Evanston's in Cook County.
Then maybe Evanston
City
itself.
Might be,
because I remember when I was recruited by Northwestern to punt there, and I remember somebody saying that. I was like, wait, what? There's no. I mean, maybe it's a dry campus. There's something dry about Northwestern.
It's a dry community.
Dry community.
Yeah, so I think people...
again, not that that's a problem,
people
but
don't,
as a college student, I mean, I was like, wait, what?
Evanston was a dry community from 1858 to 1972. This was due to the influence of...
So for 50 years, it hasn't been a dry community,
no,
and Brad's like, it's been dry!
There was rumor of dryness.
My
there.
Overall point was,
they weren't
when
turning
I
up.
Became a freshman at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and it was a beautiful September day, and the Badgers had a game, no matter who it was... I fell in love. I fell in absolute love with a Badger Saturday. And then to go to three straight Rose Bowls, freshman through junior year.
Mm.
Like, and it sucked because, like, as a student, I would have been at, I would have flew out to California, drove, did what everyone else was doing. But I remember watching the TCU game that you were a part of at Illinois in our dining area, because we were about to play a basketball game.
Yeah.
So these are where were you when moments. Where were you when moments, or when did Maryland beat Wisconsin at Camp Randall at the ultimate downfall? Yes, Alex Rove.
Good to see you guys, first off.
Good to see you,
hey,
too.
Hey, Alex, so you're at
that.
2 o'clock. Wow.
Second off, is it surprising to anybody else that it was a priority for Brad to go to a college with a drinking like history? That's shocking to me.
Nah, restaurant Wisconsin. Nah,
yeah,
true.
Not that I required that, but like,
I mean, it sounds like you required that.
Got to hang out with a bunch of nerds.
I'll say this: you know, you go to a Madison tailgate game day. It's way different than Northwestern. That's why I was like, this is crazy.
It just makes you feel like a part of something special.
Not
a
lot of Mifflins going on at Northwestern.
No,
if I was a betting man,
I don't know. Library days, you know, I'll get together and study. Who can
they
stay
turn,
the library
they have a,
longest?
They have a good time at Northwestern, but you're right, bro.
You sure about that?
I visited twice on official visits, and I can confirm not the same.
Yeah, have you ever been to Northwestern?
Yeah, he actually also had an official visit.
Yeah,
just like you guys.
I did go to Northwestern, not for an official visit. I went to go see one of my good friends when Purdue played Northwestern.
Oh, Northwestern, Purdue, and Evanston was a crazy weekend.
What was the name of the university?
Northwestern.
Northwestern?
Northwestern.
Listen, here we go.
E-R-N.
Again. Western. That's what I said.
Not R-E-N.
You
E-R-N.
Have an R-E-N.
Northwestern.
No, they don't say North. They don't say I go to Northwestern. No,
they don't say I go to Northwestern.
They do say I go to Northwest.
Nobody says that.
Northwestern. I'm usually Team Kyle here. This one, I don't think I ever heard.
How do y'all say it?
Northwestern.
How do y'all? What do you mean y'all?
Northwestern.
I live in Oconomowoc. Oconomowoc is a what suburb in Milwaukee? Western suburb. Say western suburb.
Oh, I was going to say white suburb. I'm like,
that's true.
Specifically,
it's a white western suburb.
A different W-H
It's a western suburb.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Liz is more. That's 800-990-3776.
Northwestern.
You can get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And here we are. It is Packers-Steelers coming up on Sunday Night Football. And Matt LaFleur took to the podium to give an opening statement followed by some questions. And this one was interesting from Matt LaFleur with a follow-up from our very own Jason Wilde. I'd like to listen in together.
We're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who happen to have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's as simple as that. That is for you guys to talk about. Granted, I mean, we've got a lot of respect and love for Aaron. I mean, what he's done here, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. And I know, like, our past together, we had a lot of great moments. But this game is not about that. It's about going to Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football. Our guys will be jacked up. Their guys will be jacked up. It's about the Green Bay Packers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that's for you guys to talk about all those other storylines.
That's for you guys.
I love Matt LaFleur. I do. I know he's kind of dragged through the mud lately. So I just want to make sure that I do think he's the right man for the Green Bay Packer job. But, you know, sometimes up there he just uses a tone that feels like it's kind of like a high schooler. You know what I mean? Like, just kind of dismissive, kind of short, kind of sassy. And, you know, he's saying, you guys, for you guys. Like, I'm not saying this. That's you guys. That's your problem. I don't know why he doesn't just embrace the moment, right? It sounds like he doesn't even believe what he's saying.
Totally.
He doesn't even believe what he's saying. Nobody is going to look at this game and be like, yep, no, it's he just... Aaron Rodgers just happens to play for the Steelers, and he just happens to play the Green Bay Packers.
I don't know how he got there, but he happens to be there now.
Happens to be there. So I would prefer if he just leaned in and said, you know what, we're going to embrace the challenge because he's a great quarterback and they're on a great team. And, of course, it means a little something because he's an icon for Green Bay Packers. So I don't know. Matt LaFleur sometimes does this, right? I just feel like he handles these PR things all wrong, and he laces it with a little bit of sassiness.
Yeah, see, my thing with Matt LaFleur is this. Like, dude, I mess with you. You my guy. Well, that's
but,
Brad said. Why are we running away from this? I would rather him say, listen, hey, I understand there's going to be a lot of storylines around this because there should be. This is Aaron Rodgers, a guy who won a Super Bowl championship, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, going up against his old team. So I get it. So I know you guys are going to talk about it. And it's definitely on the mind of our players, not because, oh, it's Aaron Rodgers. Oh, because it's, oh, they get a chance to compete against one of the legends of all time. A lot of these kids, when Aaron Rodgers was starting and winning a Super Bowl, a lot of these kids were, or these young men were, kids at that time, and so it is a big deal, but it's just not a big deal like, oh, we have to win this game to beat Aaron Rodgers. No, they just want to play against Aaron. This is just another game for most of the guys on the roster, but there's no reason for him to say, oh, it's for you guys to talk about, it's the football. No, you can just say, hey, it's cool that Aaron Rodgers, we got a chance to go up against Aaron Rodgers with Jordan Love. It'd be cool for that, but you know, our guys are going to be focused on doing what they do every single week and getting the dub. So I just don't like the fact that
That's for you guys.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that Matt LaFleur is trying to act like it's not on his mind, because Matt LaFleur is going to be the first one when you see Aaron Rodgers on the football field, dapping him up and hugging him. So I don't know why he's acting like that. He lacks confidence, right? He lacks the sense of, he has some insecurities about him. He comes off as an insecure guy in the sense of like, well, let me just be this stern, hard, tough guy here. Let me just say I'm not worried about that. No, it's cool. Be a human. Like, yeah, it's on my mind thinking about this. I want to be Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to have a little extra something on it. But at the end of the day, we got to focus on winning the football game because we got to get better game in, game out.
Well, that was the initial statement from Matt LaFleur. And Jason Wilde follows up with this.
So if it's for us to talk about, you still have to... Do you still address it with your guys, with the message you just gave us? Or how do you, because you can't just pretend that it's not happening, right? You don't not mention them at all, do you?
I think a lot of these, I don't even know if many of these guys played with him. So, I mean, there's a few guys, but yeah, I think that's just, yeah, it's for you guys. I'm
you a lie. No, he didn't. We, no, he didn't.
Just like we do every week, what is our blueprint and what are our keys in order to go to Pittsburgh, which is a damn good football team and a really tough, hostile environment, and try to play our best. Because we haven't put our best yet to date. So
this is drowning.
Wait, this is terrible.
As I'm hearing this, is he starting to embed like excuses just in case?
No, I think it's less that. Like, I think he got caught in the like trying to not make it a big deal when it like it's a deal. Like nah. it's a big deal. Big deal or deal. Like it's something here. Aaron Rodgers was a quarterback when, let's be honest, the offense was most successful with Matt LaFleur when Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback, and that's just a fact. In 2020, they were the best offense and best red zone offense in the NFL when Rodgers was a quarterback, and those two worked together. Now, you can say, you know, who had more to do with it or whatnot. It doesn't matter. When they were together, they had a great offense, and it's part of their history. It's part of their story. And what's fascinating is I think Jason Woolley wrote a great article here on Channel 3000, Keyshawn Nixon talking about Rodgers, saying he's still got it. I think it's a blessing to share the field with that caliber of a guy. He's a GOAT. He's a future Hall of Famer. Micah Parsons talks about when he was a rookie, Rodgers sought him out to do a jersey swap. So, like they're... It this is something, and then to stutter after Jason asks about like, well, you got
that. That stutter was telling. That stutter was like,
he is mind shifting a little bit right there.
Yeah, when you listen to politicians talking, they start just feeding you nonsense or just trying to regurgitate something. That's all he was trying to regurgitate. He said, "Yeah, it's just another game.
It's like, not." Growing up, I was like Rodgers. I was a Rodgers guy. Like, everyone was a Brady, Big Ben, whoever else. Rodgers was the guy to me. That's Evan Williams. Like, it matters even if he didn't play with the guys or if he did play with the guys, because he's one of the greatest of all time and he played for your franchise. It's just a really weird way to go about introducing this week to everyone. And like, again, this is all that matters is he's right, the results on the field. But what a weird approach for somebody who you coached and played with and had the most success so far as a head coach with. Let's go to Cheesehead Bucky, 800-990-3776. That's the Carbless Talking text line. Cheesehead Bucky, you're up with KBN.
What's up, guys? So I got a quick question for Brad. So, Brad,
yes.
Let's say you were playing with the Carolina Panthers, okay? And let's say you never played with Cam. You never played with Cam Newton. You know, you're just on the team. You know, it's your second, third year, fourth year. And Cam Newton, you guys are playing them when he played for the Patriots. It's like, don't you want to, because I've heard Tausch say that in 2009, they kind of embraced themselves too much with the trying to beat Favre thing. So, like, and they never did. So, wouldn't it be just like, you want to keep that, same every game's the same type mentality within that locker room, instead of trying to focus on something that maybe most of the guys didn't even ever play with Aaron.
I mean, it's a
like
good...
I get Matt gave him his praises, Matt gave him his cookies, gave him his flowers. It's not like he dismissed him as a player.
Yeah, I mean, she said, Bucky, I mean, you make a good point, but I just think that it's such a big deal. And first of all, like, Cam is not Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a larger-than-life figure. I mean, Matt LaFleur lived through the circus that is Aaron Rodgers. So to pretend like they aren't walking into a circus and pretend like it this game, if there's no Aaron Rodgers on the Pittsburgh Steelers, this game's probably not Sunday Night Football.
Sure not.
You know, it's a noon game. Maybe
it's supposed
it's a 3:30.
To be in Ireland for crying out loud.
Exactly. They should be playing this game in Ireland. But thanks to Aaron Rodgers, he's there. So this is about Aaron Rodgers, and I just hope, listen, he can take whatever messaging he wants to the media. He can blame it on the media, whatever. I just hope to the guys he isn't telling this to them, the guys in the locker room, because the guys would sniff this out. They would say, well, wait a minute. Like, there is something more to this. Let's not pretend like it's not
there.
We
already have quotes from a lot of the players that Jason Woolley wrote an article about, specifically about Aaron Rodgers and how cool it is to even go against him for guys that didn't even play with him when he was a Green Bay Packer. Now, on the Carbless Talking text line, 800-990-3776, Dave from Aaron chimes in. Rodgers is one of the greats, and it'd be cool to watch the game with him on the other side of the field. But don't get me wrong, I hope the Packers crush him 35-7. So, how about this? I want to ask the question, if it ensures victory, right? We're all under the assumption that we think the Packers can win this game and likely will if they execute at the level that they can.
It's going to be a tough game, good defense.
But if you can ensure a win, would you rather see Rodgers play well or just stink it up? Just stink it up. Put that on the poll on Twitter at KBNESPN. If it ensures a win, would you rather see him play well or play like crap? I'm curious because Dave wants to beat him in the ground. I think it'd be cool if it's a duel between Love and Rodgers and Love wins and you get to see Vintage Rodgers, but he still loses. Kind of saw that in the old man icy hot bowl of the Bengals and
Flacco.
The Bengals and Pittsburgh Steelers game. So 800-990-3776. No, Daryl in Sheboygan, I'm not a journalist. I've never claimed to be a journalist. Let's just get that right to the point there.
When he called you a journalist, I say you're a bad journalist for getting information
wrong. Well, he says I'm not a journalist. I know I'm not a journalist. I've never claimed to be a journalist.
You're an entertainer.
Except when I thought I had sources for the Packers to play in Ireland, which I did, and I stand by, even though I was wrong.
Mark Murphy said, I got a sum for you.
Yeah.
One last shot to Ben Rush.
But again, this is why, as Brad mentioned, it's Sunday Night Football for a reason.
It's going to do numbers.
Pittsburgh is a historic franchise. Green Bay is a historic franchise. This is a big story, but no.
Oh, this is a huge story.
No, not to Matt LaFleur.
No, Matt LaFleur.
I'm just saying.
My biggest thing with Matt, embrace the moment, man. Don't run from it. Embrace it. That's the one thing I feel like he is always trying to be holier than thou in a sense of like, I'm above all that. No, embrace the moment. Have some fun. Have some confidence. Yeah, man, this is awesome. Our guys get a chance to go against one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Michael Parsons get a chance to maybe sack the greatest quarterback of all time. Our safeties, our corners, they all get a chance to pick off one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So, no, let's embrace this moment in us beating Aaron Rodgers, our old quarterback that we loved on Sunday night.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, back with you in a short little bit here.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Call me daddy.
That just sounds...
It's just, yeah.
Like...
Call me cut daddy.
Mike. On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
On YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison, I see a Jonathan, not Jonathan Bruss chiming in, but a Jonathan saying, it's Aaron's offense versus Matt's offense. Love isn't calling the plays. It just led me to thinking in my brain that if the Steelers win, Rodgers will be, like, taking all of the glory. But if they lose, he is going to be yelling at Arthur Smith, their offensive coordinator, the entire game and blaming him for the play calls. It's going to be so great.
This is great, A entertainment, boys. I mean, this is like people show, I mean, literally, they charge an admission for this. This is like pay per view type stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just excited to see.
I would pay extra to watch the theater.
If there was a $15 paywall, I'd pay it.
Which I wouldn't pay to go to Pittsburgh for Sunday Night Football.
Well, yeah, I mean, did you see the ticket prices for that game?
Who was going to pay out of pocket for all that?
Cheapest ticket I saw. Cheapest ticket. What do you think it is?
$300.
Yeah, like $350. That's in the nosebleeds for one ticket.
I don't know. We were supposed to be road tripping, remember?
You looked.
I still want to go.
I would love to have been there.
Go.
I want to. It's not worth it.
We'll bless that
Sunday
trip.
Night
not
football,
the Green Bay
which means
trip,
you got to be back unless you're taking PTO, which you're supposed to put in for 2 weeks ahead of time. You got to be back at 2 p.m.
Who is Mr. Rule Follower Ben Bruss?
he's not a rule follower.
I think he always puts it in
2 weeks, 2 weeks before.
He's got this weird complex where his best friend's the boss now, so he now thinks he can like come down and
That's very true.
It's a very strange complex.
My best friend's been the boss of me for the last... Since I've started, nothing has changed.
He's got a point.
I said the big boss.
He's got a point.
So you think now that you also have the ability to like critique me?
I can. You are the producer.
I was given the green light for yesterday.
Oh, here we go.
Which is not
You're
determined
still holding
by you.
On to something we haven't brought up.
You're the one bringing it up.
I'm saying I just need you to be at the show at 2 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say anything about anything else. You just have to be there at 2 o'clock.
It wasn't implied.
There was nothing implied.
Yeah, no, totally wasn't
Anybody
implied.
Who's listening right now doesn't know what you're talking about.
No, you're right.
Did anyone know that Stroff missed the show yesterday to interview Doug Gottlieb?
Oh, wow.
Oh, crap. I didn't mention that. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman with our great journalist Alex Stroff running the show. Get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison.
I'm like wannabe Ireland journalist over there.
That's questionable. You're not an actual journalist.
He asked some hardening questions to Doug from what we heard.
I'm sure.
Jamie/Jaime in Orlando chimes in. I want to see Rodgers throw for over 300 yards with multiple touchdowns, but lose to Love and the Packers. Do you want to see Rodgers play well and lose or play crappy and lose?
I mean, we know, assuming a Packer win, I want to see him cook, boys. I want to see him go out there and cook. I want to see like three or four vintage Rodgers throws where it's like only Aaron Rodgers can make that throw. Because let's be honest, guys. What he does out there, it's still a thing of beauty. The way he throws the football, he might not be mobile.
Otherwise, he's running around with depends on. Yeah,
he might not be mobile whatsoever, but every once in a while, he still puts a ball through a threading a needle where it's just like, ooh, he's still got that arm. So to me, I would love to see, Ben, you said it before, I would love to see a Love and Rodgers duel. I mean, that would be something for the ages. It would be something where you could look back even on Jordan Love's career and say it's a linchpin maybe in the maturation of a quarterback that he is. So, to see Aaron Rodgers ball out, I think it's a lot of fun.
I mean, it's entertaining to see him ball out, but at the end of the day, y'all so focused on what entertains you, and I'm focused on the defense getting better. I'd be damned if I walk out of Sunday and let a 41-year-old man throw three touchdown passes and 300 yards on us and keep the game close. I would prefer my defense to crush Aaron Rodgers. I would prefer Keyshawn Nixon, Nate Hobbs, Carrington Valentine, Evan Williams, Xavier McKinney. I would prefer
with Nate Hobbs and Carrington Valentine.
Yeah, maybe he will cook.
They need to build their confidence. So while y'all focus on, oh, this is going to be a fun game to watch, I'm focused on, is my football team getting closer to a championship? If Aaron Rodgers is in the way of our team getting better and the defense getting more confidence, then what we're going to do, we're going to squash him like a damn bug. That's what we need to do. That's what I want to see.
Here's my scenario.
I want us to move forward.
Here's the fun scenario that I've cooked up. Rodgers cooks, Love cooks. It's a tight game. The Packers are on defense, and Aaron Rodgers ends the game with an interception, similar how it ended against Detroit in 2022. How it
49ers ended in 49ers as well.
Like a very bad one where he wanted to throw Devontae when Alan Lazard and who was the other wide receiver on that side? Exactly, because he only threw to Devontae Adams.
The reaction out of Rodgers would be, again, must-see TV.
Again, yes.
At the end of the game,
please.
He throws a pick. He goes and chews somebody out.
You know how they say they're script writers in the NFL? Please write up the greatest script of a tragedy for Aaron Rodgers just from an entertainment standpoint. I want to see the sassy press conference at the end. I want to see him blame the offensive coordinator. I want it all.
Yeah, and you know you're going to get emotion in some capacity from Rodgers. If they win, he's going to be smirking. He's going to be smug.
It'd be pretty insufferable.
He will be. But if they lose, you're going to get mopey, angry Aaron Rodgers. One of my favorite versions of Aaron Rodgers, that is. Mopey Aaron. Oh, so fun. Sassy to the media. Oh, I love that.
Now, I feel like Aaron Rodgers, if they do lose, I think he'll be okay. I think he'll be just grateful for the opportunity to go up against his old team. But
He does have a lot of gratitude now. You're right.
Yeah. But the problem is, if he wins, you're absolutely right. Oh, my gosh. Aaron Rodgers is going to go to that press conference and throw shots at Goody, throw a little shot at Matt LaFleur. Talk about, you finally got some people that invested some talent. You know, they got a first round pick wide receiver for the Packers, and I had to go get DK for me. So I think he'll throw some shots if they win. So I want to see that.
On the Carbless Talking text line, JB and the V, LaFleur is a fool. A quick search will tell you that a minimum of 15 current players, almost 30% of the roster, have played with Rodgers. The guy has to go. Too busy manicuring his beard and making excuses than coaching up the boys.
Is it 15 guys?
That's a quick Google search. I'm not saying JB and the V is Elias or ESPN stats and info.
Was Keyshawn here in 2022?
Yeah, I mean he was an All-Pro kick returner.
So that was in 2022.
Yeah, I mean Quay Walker was drafted. Devontae Wyatt. There's definitely some guys. Let's go.
It's only been 3 years.
Yeah.
I guess the guys that are the real contributors.
Like, we're talking, like, everyone thinks of the Aaron Joneses of the world, the Devontae,
yeah, his
the
buddies,
Kenny Clarks, the
Weebok.
I guess the offensive line, too, you got a guy that was there.
Ricardo in Canada, you are up on the Carbless Talking Text Line with KBN.
Oh, Canada!
What's going on, boys? Listen, everyone's crazy right now. Listen, once you leave the Packers, you're not a Packer anymore. We want you to fail miserably. So I'm hoping to put up some Justin Fields numbers, some 9 for 25 with 45 yards and 3 interceptions. All right? Listen.
That would be fun, too. I'm not going to lie, Ricardo. That would be entertaining.
You never go against the family, okay? You never take sides against the family again. That's the rule, and he did.
So, real quick, outside of this game, do you not root for any success for him? Or like, I like watching Devontae.
What about
success?
Aaron Jones? As a Viking, that might be
Listen,
tough.
Listen, as long as you play against, as long as your interests don't collide with mine, I wish you all the best. But once you go against the Packers, second best at all times.
That's a
real quick,
Packers
Ricardo.
Right
do you root
there.
For Aaron Rodgers every other game, not the Packers?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
But once you hit the Packers, you fail miserably.
Thank you, Ricardo. Thank you for bringing that perspective, a real Packer backer. Not these folks who want entertainment. Hi.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Packer backer.
That's a young Packer backer,
yeah.
I think, in the background of Ricardo in Canada.
Hi. Yeah, all the way in Canada.
You know who will be interesting to hear from? The bold, the bald, the beautiful, Rob Domofsky. But first, Brad, you're going to tell us about your friends.
Oh, my goodness. My friends at CarBliss, they're always going to be there to deliver. And Sunday night, when we talk about this matchup, you can better believe that a ice-cold CarBliss will be right there next to me. That's because when it comes to the end of the day, and I'm looking for that ready-to-drink cocktail, CarBliss is the only one that I go to. I mean, it is everything that I need from a guilt-free experience. And you guys know me, and I think even the world is catching on that you got to know the ingredients in your can and your food. And CarBliss, it completely passes my test. It's no carbs, no sugar, no gluten, just 100 calories, and just the right amount of carbonation. KBN Nation, if you've tried it, and I'm sure I know a lot of you have, then you know what I'm talking about. It is a perfect level of carbonation. And not only that, man, the flavors are off the charts, and the range of which is perfect for any type of occasion, whether it be the margaritas, the fruit flavors, the classic cocktails. I like to mix and match. I'm going to probably do that Sunday night as I'm watching the green and gold take on our old friend number 8 now. So if you're going to be like me, enjoy the winning teammate like CarBliss, then discover why this is more with an ice-cold CarBliss.
It is National Pizza Month, so make sure that you check out Stranger Things in your local grocer's freezer as well, as we will be, hopefully, are we eating today again? That would be wonderful. Are you?
I hope so.
Got Rob Domofsky. Normally 3:30, joins us at 2:30, coming up next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN.
But I got a bone to pick with Strofe next. More questions?
Bone to pick? I have a question, yeah. How are babies made?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
There are certain organizations that can't get certain positions right. The Bears can't get a quarterback.
Bold, bald, beautiful.
I'm one small, bald man.
ESPN NFL Nation reporter Rob Domofsky.
To me, their window is now wide open.
On Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
Joining us on Kyle Bruston-Nortman is Rob Domofsky, ESPN NFL Nation reporter for the Packers. Rob, happy to have you. What's going on?
Just got back from watching a little practice, and they're practicing in a cold rain, and it's nasty out there.
Yuck.
Yep.
Well, I guess a lot of conversation to be had heading into a Sunday night football game, but a very interesting approach by Matt LaFleur with back and forth with Jason Wilde about this. That's about you guys when talking about Aaron Rodgers and what it means.
Yeah, but you know what, Ben, though? That was Monday. Today, he was much, much more willing to talk about it.
Good.
Interesting.
How so?
Yeah, I mean, you need to play some of the audio from today because he was really, really good. He talked about how Aaron looks now, the time that they had together, what the relationship was like. Said he thought it was a great collaboration. Talked about that time during COVID where they basically had to do all their Zoom stuff, all their meetings on Zoom. And then, you know, Rodgers went out and had one first of two MVP years. Talked about how great he was to Jordan Love. It was a totally different tune today. I don't know if somebody, said, hey, you need to change your approach to this publicly, or if he just was in a better mood to talk about it today. But he even had a funny line. He said he still looks like he can do anything. What's surprising is for such an old man, he can still move around pretty good.
So we called him old man. Yeah, a little good knee slapper, you know?
Classic LaFleur.
Real quick, though, Rob, I found it fascinating that his message yesterday was that message, and then Jason Wilde wrote an article about all like the ways that players were thinking about this game. Micah Parsons having a jersey swap early in his career, and Keyshawn Nixon, you know, calling him one of the GOAT, and Evan Williams saying, "I grew up like as a Rodgers guy." So like it just was weird to see the reaction from players and the message from the coach be completely different.
Yeah, I mean, there's 13 guys here that played with Rodgers at some point. 14 if you count Bo Melton, who came here the very, very end of that year. So, I mean, it's more than a few, but it's not half. It's a little bit like what Micah Parsons had going, you know, playing against the Cowboys. It was obviously more recent. But, I do think Aaron left his mark here, but I don't know that he left it with that many of the guys that are here right now, if that makes sense. And you know what? Like, I do go back to what Matt LaFleur said even before they traded Rodgers. We were at the owners' meetings about two, three weeks before they ended up trading him. It was obvious he was going to be traded. But LaFleur said, hey, this guy made a lot of people a lot of money around here. And I do think that, you know, that's something that, you know, you can't deny that, and LaFleur is included in that group. You know, he got a contract extension in large part because of what, you know, Aaron Rodgers did playing for him. So I don't know that there's any animosity there, but it is obviously a big storyline.
Rob, I'm going to start with an apology. We are going to do Hear Brad Out a little bit later, but if you can tune in, shoot strophe text, let me know what you think. As a little tease, the NFL's admitted they got a problem. I'm going to fix it for them. It's a little tease. Okay. That's what we call it.
Unfortunately, the Packers switched up their schedule. They practice a little later, so I'm going to be in the locker room during my normal time. So
well, watch back on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, at ESPN Madison, or on the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I will definitely rewind.
Excellent. And it leads me to a question I'm wondering about Jordan Love's mindset going into this game.
Yeah.
Describe the relationship that Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers have currently and had when they were together.
Yeah, I mean, the last time I think that we asked Jordan about Aaron was, I don't even think it was this offseason, might have been the offseason before, and he said he still gets texts from him, still talks to him, you know, on a regular basis. I think when Aaron got hurt, you know, a couple of years ago in New York, Jordan said that they had communicated. It was, you know, I was here, I lived through the Favre-Rodgers transition. This is nothing like that at all. You know, Aaron treated Jordan very well. He made it a point to say, look, it's not Jordan's fault that he got drafted here and that I was already here. I'm not going to hold it against him. Now, obviously, he held it against Gutekunst and probably still does. But, I think it was a good relationship. I do think the interesting thing to me is that as Brett went to it went from Brett to Aaron to Jordan, you saw things in Aaron that looked just like what Brett did, and you see things in Jordan that looked just like what Aaron did. So clearly, like, even though the relationships were different between the guys who came before him, both of them obviously, you know, relied on those guys and learned a lot from them.
Oh, that's good to always hear. But you kind of talked about where the animosity lies. And I'm curious, do you think that Goody is looking at this game on Sunday night thinking, boy, I want this team to stick it to Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I'm sure if you could give him, you know, some truth serum, I would have to think so. It was, you know, and I'm writing about this for later in the week, just about how, you know, the animosity was so great when Brett went to the Vikings, and it's just not really the same at all. There was the game in Minnesota was really, the old Metrodome had a really weird setup where the press box was essentially right at the end of the lower level and underneath the upper deck, and fans could walk right in front of the open air press box. And we would sit in the front row, and Ted Thompson and the scouts and the front office people were right behind us. And that whole game, people were just coming up to the press box and screaming and yelling at Ted, how could you let this happen? How could you let him go to the Vikings? It's your fault that we were 6-10 last year. It was, I mean, I actually kind of felt bad for Ted in that instance, and honestly was sort of worried about his safety, actually all of our safety. I thought I was the first line of defense, and I thought
well,
some of
there's no hope for everyone else.
But my point in saying all this is that, you know, Goody never really experienced any of that. So I don't know that maybe the feeling, Kyle, is like as strong on his part, like I'm going to show everybody I was right, because I think
Rodgers kind of compared him to Jerry Krause a little bit in a way that wasn't, you know, that allegedly that wasn't in a way that's very, I don't know, inviting.
Yeah, but I mean, like I think if you ask most people, Ben, don't you think most people thought it was just time? Like it was time to for both sides
for
to move
sure.
on.
But he ended up giving him extension because he played so damn well. It was just weird. Yeah. The whole coming back from the darkness retreat. It was, whichever one he came back and did the 50-minute press conference and talking about how they treat veterans and Jordy and all that. Like that's when it felt like it was done. But then he played well again.
Me too. Yeah.
I mean, in between the two MVP seasons, I believe. Yes.
He won the MVP in 20 and 21, and this was right before the 21 season. And look, I mean, people have still hold it against me. I said during that offseason, maybe it was on your show, it was one of our shows, that I thought there was like a 5% chance that Rodgers would really come back. And obviously I was wrong. Not only did he come back, but he came back and had another great year. It's different times.
Rob Domofsky joining us here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. And we've been asking, if it ensures a Packers win, would you rather see Rodgers play well or stink it up? From a pure entertainment standpoint, and obviously being, you know, a writer and a journalist, you're not a fan. Draw up the best storyline possible from this game, not knowing the results.
I mean, like, to me, it would be great if Jordan threw for, 310 yards and four touchdowns, and Aaron threw for 310 yards and four touchdowns, and whoever had the ball last won the game. Like, to me, that would be a great story. It'd be highly entertaining. I mean, you know, not only anybody really wants to see, you know, Aaron throw three interceptions and, you know, it become a blowout.
I'm getting a lot of texts on the Carbless Talking text line that are
But even if you want the Packers to win, you can still say, I hope it's a good game, right? Like, you know, if someone said, yeah, like Rodgers is going to have a good game and the Packers are going to win, sure, you'd take that.
Let me throw a wrinkle, though. I think I love your scenario. Yeah. I think whoever has the ball last, whoever throws the last interception would be, either one would make for a crazy, crazy Monday.
Would be something, Ben, like Aaron's last throw as a Packer was an interception. Mm-hmm. What if his last throw against the Packers is an interception? Because he's not playing him again. Like, they're Packers. Rodgers, this is his one and only. Favre got four cracks at playing the Packers. This is it for Rodgers.
How would you describe the temperament of the team? Are they loose? Are they tight? Are they excited? I mean, LaFleur is trying to make this, you know, seem like it's not Aaron Rodgers, but this is probably the biggest game to date for this young team. You throw in Rodgers. I'm just curious what their mindset is.
Yeah, we haven't seen the players since the game, Brad. The post-game locker room was really, really good. Like, it was, you know, I think they were relieved that they came out of there with a win, but it was a pretty jubilant locker room after the game. But players were off Monday and yesterday. So we'll see them here. Practice is wrapping up in like a few minutes and we'll see them afterwards. So I am interested to see, you know, what the reaction is from those guys in the locker room. And the other thing too, Brad, though, is, you know, I'm sure you experience stuff like this. You know, what the guys say to us doesn't always represent the real feel when we're not in the locker room, right? Like, I mean, there's definitely, you know, how they're really feeling and how they're talking to us could be two different things.
Lastly, Rob, before we let you go, they're 4-1-1, and if the season ended now, mm-hmm. which it's not, they would be the number one seed in the NFC. How do you evaluate this team through six games?
The interesting thing is I looked at our power rankings, which I'm not usually a big fan of power rankings, but Packers are like seventh in the power
eighth,
rankings.
Eighth, crazy. Fifth in the NFC.
Right, Rob? Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that seemed a little I don't know. It seemed a little low to me. Now, maybe I didn't get enough votes in. I was traveling Monday when the voting happened. So, you know, maybe I didn't stuff the ballot box enough for him. But I think that's a little low. I mean, look, Detroit's number one in the power rankings, and the Packers, you know, beat them pretty good. And obviously they're playing a lot better. I just think we've seen enough of the Packers' flaws to think, though, that they're, you know, they may not be the best team in the NFC. But if they're not, I ask you who is, and I'm not sure I know.
And that's fair. What flaws are you most concerned about long term, and what strength are you most excited about?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think the flaw or inconsistency is the offense, the inability to run the ball on a consistent basis. I also think, Ben, and this is just a philosophical thing we've talked about many times, like when they get into games and Matthew Golden touches the ball three times on the opening drive and then touches it once more the entire game. It's... Tucker Kraft goes 3.5 quarters without touching the ball, and then he has a huge fourth quarter. You know, why is that? And is that eventually going to cost them games, you know, yes, when they're not getting their ball, the yes, ball to their best players?
Feed so I, your so best players.
It's a scripted drive. A he has three concern. Catches, and then it turns into throw to the yeah, open guy. And I just yeah, I don't agree with that philosophy, right, but I'm not that yeah, coach.
No, I'm with you. I feel the same way. You know, I mean, I think a couple things, penalties, you know, could you get the wrong penalty at the wrong time could really cost you. And I, you know, let's hold our breath on special, or let's not hold our breath on special teams, because I'm not sure that that's fixed either.
Well, Rob, we appreciate all the insights and thanks for joining, and look forward to talking to you next week and hearing you across ESPN Wisconsin.
All right, guys, we'll be seeing you.
Rob Domofsky, ESPN NFL Nation reporter for the Green Bay Packers. If you missed any of it, go to YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee or at ESPN Madison or the ESPN Wisconsin app, as it has everything for you there. Who wants this win the most, Goody, LaFleur, or Love? 800-990-3776. I don't know. I could make an argument for the non-obvious one that I think is Goody, and I really do believe that with what Rob had said that LaFleur was talking about in praising Aaron Rodgers is a reason why LaFleur probably wants this one bad. We'll discuss it next. But first, nice work, Stroff. I need Brad to tell us about the one, the only, Gina Della from Pella.
Oh, that's right. I mean, we're talking about victories. Gina Della is going to deliver a victory for you and your house every single time. Her and her team at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin always provide windows and doors that are craftsman, durable, they're beautiful, they can match any Kyle, any style, any craftsmanship, any time period, whatever it is, they are the ones that manufacture it, they sell it, they make it, and they guarantee that you're going to be satisfied with the results. Increase your home value, decrease your energy costs, and you guys are feeling just like what I'm feeling outside, a little crisp in the air, a little cool. That means winter's on its way. Drafty windows and doors, killer for home comfortability and for energy costs. But no more with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And now is the time to take advantage of their deal. 0% interest for up to 60 months. That's 5 years. 5 years of 0% interest to get the energy efficient, beautiful new Pella Windows and Doors. To be able to be sustained for years, keeping your home comfortable and allowing you to enjoy every part of your house. With Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, visit the Experience Center in Brookfield. That is a transformative process. I'm stunned every time we go in there. Or go to PellaWI.com for your free consultation.
Who wants this win on Sunday more? Goody, LaFleur, or Love? You tell us. 800-990-3776 on the Carbo's Talking text line next. Who wants this win more?
What time is it?
Stroff, you're an idiot, man.
What's today?
What's today, idiot? You wrote it on our show sheet. You got your days mixed up. Over-under is it next?
Are you kidding me? You did miss
you drove
today.
You drove to Green Bay yesterday, and now you're coming to the show and forgetting
when we do over under, which is Thursday.
No, but you did your show today.
And I'm pretty sure when
Thursday?
I said it's a great day to be alive when I started the show, and I paused and I said Wednesday. You ding ding dinged me,
and we made a big deal about here, Brad. Out.
He did Rob. His show,
Mr. Relevance, on Wednesday.
I did just write on the show sheet over under.
And oh, nobody, we noticed.
Nobody, yeah, we did. We
said, but nobody said anything.
Yeah, in pre-show, we're like, his mind is somewhere else.
Yeah, he doesn't care anymore.
So wait a minute.
I just thought we had an hour straight.
Oh, here comes defensive.
Not defensive. I'm an idiot.
Yes, you are an idiot.
And that's all you need to say. And we come back.
That's why
not over-under.
But he hit that the first time because he thought it was over-under.
No, totally. Yeah, he's totally right about that.
No, I know. I know. I knew right away because I was like, I was going to do the whole next segment on Alex Stroff forgetting that it wasn't over under time, but I decided, you know what? I'm going to show my guy.
I definitely
grace.
Thought that was right now.
It's not.
All right, that's on me. Hand up.
Yeah.
Pat on the back.
There we go.
Pat on the back.
Ownership, pat on
totally
the back.
Totally thought it was Thursday.
How? You did your show.
Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Babe Ruth was short, fat. Well, I don't know how short he was. He looked short in the video. He was fat. He was stubby. He looked fat. He tried it. He didn't have a sprint. Have you ever seen Babe Ruth sprint? I wonder how many steals he had. Zero.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Snap.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. That's because when you feel protected, KBN Nation, you are free to enjoy your dreams. From decorating a new nursery, like my friend Brad over there, or to hosting a family reunion in your new backyard, you know American Family Insurance, they got you. So always remember to insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Go to AmFam.com today to find an agent near you or to get an instant quote online, whether it's home insurance, auto insurance, or life. Go to AmFam.com today. It is so easy. That is AmFam.com with American Family Insurance.
It is Kyle Bruston Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin with UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk and Text Line, and of course on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Now, I find it interesting that as we put out the poll on Twitter at KBN ESPN, assuming the Packers beat the Steelers on Sunday, would you rather see Aaron Rodgers play well or play poorly? Play well is 67% of the vote. But, Strofe, isn't it fair to say, because I know you monitor this with me as well, on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, the vocal minority is speaking. And even, I believe, on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, as Scott chimes in, no! I do not want Rodgers throwing for 315 and 4 TDs. That would mean our defense is crap. So there's part of the Kyle Wallace and looking at the defense. Ron and the Key, I want Rodgers to be the reason why they lose to Green Bay. You know, anyone who says this is just a game is dead wrong. We cannot let Aaron join Favre, Brady, Peyton, and Breeze. Like, this is personal. Like, so the people who don't want Rodgers to succeed are very vocal about it, and I get that. He's not one of yours?
Yeah, but you got some deeper trauma going on there, I think.
With Rodgers? Like but the like Rodgers... trauma.
I have a hard time understanding people that don't want to see him succeed.
Why would you want to see him succeed against your team?
No, I'm not.
But you're going to win. We're assuming a Packer win.
Dude, we had to hear about how Jacoby Brissett threw for a lot of passing yards against the Green Bay Packers. I don't want to hear about anybody torching my defense. Y'all so focused on the storyline when I'm focused on the season. That is the problem with a lot of people. So anybody on the Carbless Talking Text Line that doesn't
telling people how to fight.
Kyle, you really are vindictive.
I'm not vindictive. I enjoy seeing Aaron Rodgers play well last week. Shut up, mister. I think it's Thursday. We're talking.
Oh, wow.
Damn. So as I was saying, I enjoyed watching Aaron Rodgers in the old Fogies Bowl on Thursday night against Joe Flacco. But on Sunday, I want to see Aaron Rodgers suffer a little bit. I want to see Goody have a nice little mischievous grin on his face about making the right move. This is
it
about
was already
my
the right move, and nothing from this game can change
No.
It's just the cherry on top.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's already a great dessert.
Who doesn't like the sprinkles and the cherry on top? They're delicious, and I want Goody to be able to eat good on Sunday night.
Okay, Alex Strofe, Kyle, does he have permission to speak?
Yeah, you can go ahead and speak.
You sure?
I said speak before I take it away. Now, hurry up.
Who the hell do you think you are?
All right, anyway, it's 301.
Let's take the 2-minute break here. Wow. Oh, wow. Kyle laid down the hammer. Strofe got real quiet. I never seen him actually back down from talking.
Yeah.
This is a miracle.
He didn't have
good job, Kyle.
Kyle,
he
man
didn't
of the house.
He didn't
right
have
there
none of significance.
Man think,
of
the I house. I think we witnessed man of the house.
Yeah, but well, he ain't talking like that in the house.
Wait a minute.
He ain't talking like that
before,
in the house.
Before I have people mad, I do not talk to my woman like that.
No.
Oh, yes, yeah, you never man have?
Most of the time.
No. Ooh, most no, of the don't y'all put that out there. I'll say that now.
You've heard yourself and be like, is that how I sound?
I just give her that look. I know.
A look.
Oh, so look
what's
turns
the look
to what?
Oh, a look.
What's the look?
Listen, this is what we doing.
That's all look? That's the look?
That's what we
that's
doing.
That's not intimidating.
Maybe not for you. I'm not trying to intimidate her. I'm just trying to let her know I'm stern.
Stern.
Yeah.
Stern.
Back in 2 minutes.